Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kaitlin Patterson, P4P Real Talk, Midwest Muscle in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. Yeah, that's dramatic right there. You got it. If you're a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Dad?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
I'll tell you what.
Check us out at
PeopleP.com. And now let's talk. How's everybody doing, Dad? How you doing?
I tell you what. I'm
all
good.
Right.
Just great.
All
just
right.
Great. You know, it's a little chilly today. I reckon fall has finally shown up, maybe, but doing good for a Tuesday evening. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm incredibly happy to be tired because all of the things that were done in a good, positive energy. So, you know, some days those things happen, but hey, it's a good thing it does, and it just reminds you that you're alive and blessed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good things happening indeed. We've got a great guest for tonight. But, you know, we always have great guests. So I don't feel bad for saying it every show because it's always true every show. But before we have Kaitlin introduce our guest to us tonight, just wanted to touch on a couple of shows. We had two in particular. I know more than two happened this weekend, but two in particular that I'm going to highlight that happened this past weekend. We had the Bluegrass Bodybuilding Championships, Josh and Melissa Miller. And then there was also the Michigan State Natural Bodybuilding Championships and also the Natural and Fit Day Sports Expo hosted by the Andersons, Leif and Stephanie. And I think this is the first time they've hosted a full-blown expo. So I'm definitely interested to hear from them and see how that went because this is kind of turning into the trend. We're seeing more promoters that, you know, they have their individual bodybuilding shows, but then they're also expanding to the expo to bring in even more natural athletes under different disciplines. So a lot of powerlifting, martial arts, just different things going on. So I think it's kind of exciting just to really elevate that platform. And so it'll be interesting to see how their entree into the expo world went for them. But they don't have a lot of time to rest because they've got another show coming up this weekend, the Minnesota Mayhem. So you always hear us talking about that. That's coming up October 13th. And then another show. And again, this is just highlight, folks, not every show out there that's possible, but if you're looking for a list of every show out there that's possible, you need to check out blanking
brain
right now?
Brain Laughs.
It's a Brain Laughs. Andrea Castillo and her. I can't even blame it on lack of carbs because I am so – maybe it's too many carbs right now. I am so carved up that
it's not even
–
good food. It's from that good news that was shared yesterday. Yeah.
But Andrea Castillo and her drug-free athletic physiques.org, I believe. She always has the most comprehensive list I have seen of all of the natural shows that are out there. So if you're looking to find out what's what all across the United States, check out drugfreeathleticphysiques.org, and there's a full list for every month throughout the year going on. Not to mention, 2018 shows, dates are already being posted. So 2018 is shaping up to be a fantastic year. But two more shows. So NJ Natural Peoria Championships, Jonathan Agin Show, October 28th. And then I'm going to wrap for tonight with the IPE Worlds and NAMBF Natural Amateur Nationals coming up on November 11th. And with that, Kaitlin, I think that kind of segues into our most impressive guest we have on tap for tonight.
It had better. It had better. Because this man has just found ways to bring about natural bodybuilding in some of the craziest places that you wouldn't expect And he's basically been challenging the natural athletes to follow him. I'd almost liken him to Moses with how he's been basically parting the Red Sea and going about introducing basically health and fitness to people who had only understood a false narrative of what the aesthetics of what was considered health and fitness. And I'm talking about the, basically going into the NPC community and driving that the seas apart to show that a natural life and actually a physical regimen that doesn't involve drugs or anything strenuous other than just hard work can be acquired and do it. And he's just been doing it for year after year after year, and he's just basically challenged himself to find new ways to get that done. And in the process, he's challenged everyone around him and to either go with him or basically get out of the way. And I've just loved that because that's the natural bodybuilding community needs. So, Keith, please introduce yourself, and let's talk about everything that's going on in your world right now.
Well, yeah, my name is Keith Hunter. I am an IP pro bodybuilder. I've been a pro for 18 years now. I've competed in the NBA, Musclemania. I've competed in the WNBF. I've competed in the IFPA. So basically every natural organization that's out there, I've competed at the highest level of that as a pro. You know, my competition years are basically behind me now. I don't know if you know. I think you know, Kevin. My son is now competing, Keith Hunter II. He is just did his second show. So I have moved basically, as you said, into the promoter's role of the business on that side of it. I did my last show 2 years ago in the Masters Worlds in Alabama and placed fourth at, 56 years old. But here and there, my direction now in the industry is to be a promoter and to promote natural bodybuilding, as you said, and to take it into areas and avenues where it's never been before and let people understand that they do have options to compete, you know. Not even worrying or being concerned about what's, you know, people go, well, this is a stronghold for this organization or that organization. Well, how do we know that if we don't go in and show them what we do and give them that natural option? So that's what we've done. We're going into, our third year now of the Memphis Muscle Showdown. And it's in Memphis. It's October 21st. It's being held at the Memphis Cook Convention Center. So we didn't just go in and put the show on a little bitty venue of no regard. We picked one of the biggest and nicest venues in the city of Memphis, right in downtown Memphis, two blocks from Beale Street. You know, the show is at the Memphis Cook Convention Center. So this is our third year. It's a pro qualifier. And, you know, like you said, Kaylin, I was told by so many people, you can't make a natural show go on there. Well, we've done it. I mean, and it's grown. I mean, we got more interest this year. We've already got more competitors than we had last year. We have more than we had the first year. So it's growing. And my goal is just to, to reach out to these areas that we don't have natural bodybuilding or where it has not been before and give the athletes an option, give them a chance to see that they can compete on a level playing field and, just let our sport grow and prosper across the country, as you said. So we're very excited about the show. As I said, this is our third year. We have a tremendous judging panel that features Frank, which features Fred and Jan Roulette, John and Becky Arnold. So, I mean, we have the best of the best judges there, and we have more entries from the Tennessee area than we've ever had before. So we have a lot of athletes from Tennessee and Arkansas that's taking that natural challenge, and we're excited and we're glad about it. So that's what we're doing, Kaylin, for the Memphis show. And, we're giving our pro cards in, bikini, in classic physique, in bodybuilding, in men's physique. And if you look at the champions, I don't know if you've seen the poster that was the champions from last year. This was some – we put out some very good athletes that are entered the pros. I mean, Jaleesa Watt, Frank Whitmore, these are people, Ruth Riley, who made the top 10 in her first pro show in the Worlds last year. So, after winning in Memphis. So that alone tells you the quality of athletes that are coming out of this show. So we hope to crown the same type of champions this year and just keep the show growing, you know, keep it moving, you know, because we have some IPE pros on the ground in Memphis now. So they're doing footwork for us, and, you know, we're building a base, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right,
no
now.
Doubt.
So you got to keep on going on. So our listener, Stacy. Yep, you got to do that. So our listener, Stacy, she wants to know if you're the guy who hosts the show in St. Louis.
I am the guy.
Are you that guy?
St. Louis. I'm the guy, right? Yeah, so our St. Louis Natural Bodybuilding Classic and the IPE Pro Masters Cup held the last weekend in June for the last 11 years. So we're going on our 12th year. Last year we had athletes from 26 different states, from as far away as California, New York, Connecticut. So, you know, Kaylin's been to that show. He saw if you're looking to find out what level you are as an amateur, and if you're ready for the professional ranks, you know, we've crowned champions like Jock Davis, you know, people like that have come at Kevin Jordan, people like that have come out of that show. So if you can win in that, if you can win your pro course there, you are more than ready to compete at the pro level. I mean, we put, and in the Pro Masters Cup, we've had champions like Terry Starks, you know, General Ed. We've had a lot of, you know, big-time IPA pros also win the title there. So it you know, it's a big challenge, you know, and we tell people, if you're coming, you know, make sure that you're prepared, and it's a challenge ahead of you. But that's what the sport is all about. So we try to put on a tremendous show. We kind of started that whole thing with the championship belts, you know, 9 years ago. Now it's kind of become a big time thing. But we were the first to give out WBC replica championship belts to our titles in the amateurs and the pros. So we're very proud of that, and, you know, we've got some surprises on the horizon for next year of doing some new and bigger things with awards and money and everything. You know, we also,
nice.
As you know, every year, Taylor, the winner, there's four people from our show that receive 1 year full sponsorships from First Form. And that's an unbelievable to be a First Form athlete. I'm very proud to say that, you know, I'm now, as of 2 months ago, sponsored by First Form. So, you know, I'm a First Form sponsored athlete, and it's a great company. They do great things in our industry. They've been the name sponsor of my show for the last 7 years. So, you know, to walk away with, you know, the type of prize money or possible IPE pro card and a year sponsorship from a company like this, that's an unbelievable opportunity. So we welcome everybody to come to St. Louis in June, the last weekend, and throw your hat in the ring. See where you're at. You know, test yourself against the best amateurs in the country, because we had 27 states represented last year. That's pretty decent, you know.
That's unheard of. Don't
so,
be so modest.
You know, it's just the show, the reputation of the show. It gets, you know, Andrea Harker won her pro card there. You know, she just finished second in the figure division at the Pro International this year. And she's also a First Form athlete. She got her sponsorship by winning at our show. So the opportunities are there. We just every year try to give out more opportunities and more ways of exposing yourself. You know, Kaylin, we have a press conference for our pros every year. So you get other exposure from local television, and so we're just trying to do everything we can do to motivate the athlete, to reward the athlete, and expose the athlete. So those are the type of things that we're trying to continue to do and even build on that, you know.
All right. Well, I think you must be a little bit of a mind reader out there, because I think you've already hit on a couple of the questions that our listeners have been submitting. So Stacy, to take a step back, so she and her child have attended your St. Louis show and were absolutely blown away. She wanted to know what made you make the transition to the championship belt versus trophies.
Well, it was just, I'm a huge boxing fan, so it just it was one of those things, and actually, you know, my wife is a boxing fan too, and we've traveled, and you know, we went to Las Vegas and saw championship fights. We've been to Memphis and saw championship fights. We've watched, you know, the Spinks family fight for championships here in St. Louis. And it's just something, we were at a fight one time and it popped up, and I just said, you know, I think we should give out those championship belts. It's something different than an overall trophy. And she was like, yeah, that would be great. And I mean, the first year we did it, people just were like, that's great. You know, so it's been, I have people every year that call, are you giving out those championship belts again? And we're like, yeah, we are. So it was just one of those things, being a boxing fan, you know, that kind of popped in my mind. I thought it was a cool idea, and I had no idea that it would end up being as big as it is. But literally, we have athletes that call from certain places to say, are you going to give out those belts? And we say, by all means, we are. Come and see if you can win one. So, you know.
Right.
And, you know, there's people that have won multiple belts in the pros, you know, like Terry Starks. You know, so the opportunities are there, you know, and it's amazing. Ricardo has won, and he said he wore the belt on the plane from St. Louis all the way back to Virginia. You know, so the people get excited about the belt, and you know, they sitting on the middle of the trophy vanel and everything. So we have no intentions on ever taking that away, but we are excited to try to add. We're going to add a special gift for our professionals next year on top of that. You know, because you know the IPA, the IPE rewards, you know, have different rewards like rings and crystal. But on top of getting those rewards that you always get, we also add in the championship belt as well. So, you know, it's just something that we want to continue to do every year. And then, like I said, build on that as well.
Very nice. You had another question? I do. And so, Rebecca, I think you keep touching on it. I think you've answered parts of it in a couple different ways. But she wants to know how you manage to keep such quality competitors coming back every year.
Well, I think one of the things, you know, when I was still competing, it was always important to me as an athlete to not just compete in St. Louis. I always, you know, once I became a bodybuilder, you know, I always wanted to go different places. You know, like once I got my Musclemania Pro Card, I immediately went to Miami and competed in the World Championships in 2001. You know, so I went to Massachusetts and did the Masters Worlds. I went out to California, one of the best shows I've ever seen at the Pro USA, and competed against some of the best, the Naturals and Marshall Johnson and different people like that was on that same stage. It was an unbelievable experience. So, but when doing that and traveling, I would always tell people, you know, I have this great show in St. Louis. Why don't you come out and throw your hat in the ring, and this is what we're doing, and we're giving out sponsorships. So people came. And, you know, to our blessing and our delight, people came and they liked what they saw. We were one of the first people to go with the running format. You know, the pros were off of the stage by noon. They got to go visit the Busch Stadium and go visit the Arch. And so, you know, we've just tried to do everything we can do, from having a nice hotel to giving out good rewards, to having a great after party, just whatever we can do to keep people excited about coming to the show and having a great experience. One of the other things that we really had, you know, and I'm very thankful for our sponsors of the show, First Form and Supplement Superstore, by giving out those sponsorships. That's a huge deal. But not only that, just, you know, everything from the grab bags to, you know, to the T-shirts. We just tried to everything we could do to do something different and special for the athlete and their family. But I think the other huge thing, and Kaylee can attest to this, we have 1,000 people in our audience. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The people in St. Louis, they show up. I mean, we've had a couple of years where we've had to stop delay the show just about 20 minutes to let people get in. The line was so long, you know. So they make a lot of noise. They cheer people on. They get rowdy, you know. So that's another thing. Athletes love that enthusiasm from a big, wild crowd where people love bodybuilding. And you know, I know people love bodybuilding, natural bodybuilding everywhere. But Kalen has been at the show. He's seen it in action. These people go nuts, you know. So I think that's another draw to the show, is that people I've never seen this much excitement at Remo when he won the pro division. He was just like, I can't believe you had over 1,000 people out there making that much noise. So we did, you know. So people remember that, and they want to come back and have that type of experience again, you know. So, you know, that's the type of – those are the another thing that I think helps us bring in quality athletes every year.
Man, I'm telling you, I can go from firsthand experience where it's just amazing. I mean, I'm trying to think of a word that can truly define it to where the listener can really imagine where we're trying to put them and place them, because it's so big. I mean, this is where you actually understand how big the industry, how big the sport is at a Keith Hunter show. And like I said, when I was doing the Midwest Muscle interviews, and I had Terry Starks, and he had just won, and I had just finished with two other athletes, and then he came up, and the people were yelling and screaming, and I was thanking God that we had a microphone, because you would not have been able to do the interview. It was that loud, and to have that many people with posters, pictures, anything they can have in the sign.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, what the heck is going on? Because, like, up here and in our region, you know, it just hadn't caught on. It didn't have that spark that was just, you know, so big. It was just unreal, because it felt like that moment where you say, you know, wow, I want to be a part of this, and I'm glad I'm a part of it, because this is what it's about. Yeah, and
Kalen can tell you, too, he was there the year we had a local NBC affiliate, CBS, and ABC affiliate there doing stories on athletes. That's just unheard of at a natural bodybuilding championship, you know. But they were all doing shows, doing interviews and special things on different athletes that were in the show. One was a cancer survivor. One was a teenager that, you know, was an orphan. So I've gotten a lot of support from the St. Louis media, and I've got some tremendous sponsors and stuff, but I can't sit here personally and just take, you know, the credit for it. It's been a community that has bought in and has helped me, you know, and we all know you never do things, great things, without the support and help of others. So I feel blessed and lucky to be the face of this, you know, and I'd gladly take it on, but I have to give credit to the entire St. Louis natural bodybuilding community and the fitness community, because they've gotten behind us and really pushed us to continue to get better, you know, and continue to grow and continue to make things more exciting. And we're starting to get that same type of vibe in Memphis, you know, where we've got, like I said, we've got a couple of sponsors, we've got some gyms. They're saying, oh, well, I didn't think it was going to turn out like this. And, you know, people came to the show last year and they said, well, this is, you know, they love the running format. They love that they didn't have to go in the morning, come back at night, be there until midnight. You know, the fact that the show was over at 4 or 5 in the evening, they could go spend some time with their families, have a good meal, and enjoy each other. You know, so, you know, we're continuing to try to evolve. We're listening to what the athletes want, you know, by having good videographers, by having good still photographs for them to buy. You know, every little thing that we can do to make that experience a quality experience and make it memorable, we're trying to do. So, believe me, we don't feel that we're at the pinnacle. We're open to all suggestions. We're open to all, you know, from athletes, from other promoters, from people that are in the audience. You know, because Kalen can tell you, I spend a lot of time walking around in the audience asking people, what do you think? How is it going? Are you enjoying yourself? What can we do to make it better? That's what I want to do, you know. I want to be that person that makes the shows get better, not just for me, but for the whole organization, for the NANBF and the IPE. We need to continue to get better, you know, because there are other organizations out there. People have other options, but we want them to have such a great experience in this natural organization that they don't really feel the need to go do something else.
All right. And so, I want to reference back to when you were talking about the NBC and the CBS, because when you had introduced me to them and had walked away, one of the things that had just really let me know and grasp just how big it is where you're staying is when they were asking me for background information about the industry and what it comprises, and then to have the lady was a competitor and she had knowledge also of what was going on. So this wasn't just somebody saying, okay, this is what's happening in our area and we're just checking it out. They were doing it with the true intent of informing people of exactly how big, how massive that show was and how the competitors looked, because one of the things that you had done was basically given an interview area with the backdrops,
with the curtains, to make sure
the lighting. Yeah, so it was so much happening. And, you know, I don't, unless people attend your show, they don't really understand what is set up other than the stage, the lighting, and the venue, but also what's happening around the venue. So it's not like a circus, but it's not a madhouse. But it is something that keeps everyone entertained, from food to basically beverages to everything.
Yes, to everything. That's our goal. I look at bodybuilding as an art form. You know, not everybody does. It's a sport, but it's also, Kaylin, it's an art form. And people come from all different walks of life. You know, we have doctors who compete. We have lawyers that compete. We have trainers, of course. We have teachers. So when the audience comes, these people, you know, it always, you have to remember, basically almost every year, 50% of these people have never seen a bodybuilding event. So they're going to leave there with a perception in their mind of what the sport is about. And we want it to be a positive perspective. We want them to leave there going, I was thoroughly entertained. That was fun. Even some of my friends, you know, that I've known for years who have come for the first time, and they're like, oh, my God, that was great. It was nothing like I thought. Well, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to feel. That's what we want to hear. And to have the endorsement of local media like that, and to have them not there. They weren't there to judge. They weren't there to scrutinize. They actually promoted the event and talked about the positive effect that the event had on the community. So that's great. When you get that kind of vibe and that feedback, that's huge. So, you know, these are the things that we're really trying to attach to and do the same things in Memphis as well. So, you know, like I said, October 21st, a week from this Saturday, if anyone's looking for a pro qualifier at the end of the year to get qualified for the USA or to get qualified to get a pro card to do the, you know, the last of the pro shows of the year, we have it there. You know, jump in. Come down to Memphis. Have a good time. The after party's at B.B. King's on Beale Street. So, we're just trying to do as many fun and positive things as possible, and we want the athletes to have a great time. But also in having a great time, have the opportunity to put their hard work on the stage and win a pro card.
All right. There you have it, folks. If you're stage ready or almost stage ready, there's another great show for you to jump into. And so we've only got about 10 minutes left, which I know is crazy, but I think we've got time for a couple more questions before Dale has to leave. Not Dale, Keith. I'm sorry. Dale is who has the question. Keith is the one I'm going to be asking the question to. So I'm going to take a step back to when you were talking about St. Louis and just the community and the way that the community has really rallied around that particular show.
Mm-hmm.
Dale wants to know, what is it about the St. Louis area that it does so well with supporting natural athletes and natural bodybuilding more so than other communities?
Kaylee can tell you this is amazing, because wherever I go, people ask and they go, what's in the water down there? What is going on? The competitors that come from down there, just, you know, from Charmaine Williams to Terry Starks to just people like, Charmaine. Oh, my God, these athletes are incredible. You know, to Andrea Jordan, who now won the Worlds in Women's Physique 2 years in a row. You know, so it's just, I a lot of it is the gym culture that's been grown down here, and we can go all the way back to the 70s to a legend in the sport, George Turner, who people who are older may know his name. He was my mentor and who got me into the sport and taught me how to train people. But that tree of trainers from Debbie Portal, you know, who trains ton, Misty Weatherford, you know, another world champion, you know, all these people came from that tree, Kaylee, and that's amazing to think that all of us came from that tree of Georges and it blossomed into this sport. But it's just an amazing thing to see the athletes that are growing and coming, and not only athletes, but the trainers, the coaches that are coming out of this area as well. Like I said, it's an amazing thing. So I think it goes all the way back to the late 70s, early 80s, to the gyms that were popping up in St. Louis, you know, at the time, and what they've grown into even today, to grown into from Fit City to, you know, to, you know, the Gold's Gyms in the St. Louis area to just all of the gyms. It's just so much options and so many people that are competing at the national level, at the pro level. So, you know, I mean, Kaylin, when I said Charmaine's name, it blew his mind, because that's a female that, you know, I just said she went on to get an IFBB pro card as a natural athlete, you know, which
yes.
is, you know, unheard of, but she did it, you know, after winning 2 Yorton Cups and winning my show 3 consecutive years. So, it, you know, we produce a lot of great athletes, you know, Rick Armstrong, just one after another after another. So, I just think that tree is growing. And you know, if you were at the Gateways, you know, just 2 weeks ago, you saw another crop of 20 to 25, 26-year-olds, that included my son, that Caden, it was mind-blowing. I mean, the men's open bodybuilding, I don't know that I've seen a better class of 10 or 11 athletes since the USA's in 2006. I mean, that's how good this class was. And all of these kids have only been competing for maybe 2 or 3 years, you know. So it's impressive. I'm glad to see it going on. And what I'm trying to do is take that same energy that's been generated in the St. Louis area and move it on to Memphis and moving on possibly to Texas and Louisiana. There's different areas. That's our goal as an organization, is to give natural bodybuilding that option, you know, all over. But I do want to chime in real quick and talk about the IPE World Championships that are
yes.
also held in conjunction with the NAMBF Natural Amateur Nationals. So this show will be, we're co-promoters, Becky and I are co-promoters with Becky Arno and John Arno. The show is being held in Liberty, Missouri, on November 11th, and there again, it's another option for the end of the season for the amateurs in the natural amateur nationals to get an opportunity to win a pro card. My son won the novice division last year and came within 1 point of getting a pro card in his first show. So the options are there. I don't even have to say anything about the quality of athletes that were in the worlds last year. People are still talking about it today, and it was a year ago. So, I mean, it was just, you know, from Valentine Izuga to, you know, to Marshall Johnson to Jock Davis, I mean, to Terry Starks. I mean, all the top pros in the world were at that show. So, I mean, if you're in the area, if you're looking to find out what, if you qualify, please get in the show. Find out where you're at. You know, the prize money is immense. The exposure is immense. So, you know, we have great sponsors, and there again, we're trying to give sponsorship opportunities as well at that show. So please, if you have questions, feel free to give me a call, shoot me an email. I can give you as much information as you need about it. But on November 11th, the IPE World Championships will be held in conjunction with the NAMBF Natural Amateur Nationals. And people have to understand, it's not just a pro show. This is a pro-qualifying national event for amateurs from all over the country can come and compete and try to win a pro card. I mean, what a great title. I'm the NANBF Nationals champion.
That's true.
You know,
sounds pretty
so
awesome.
That,
I know.
To put that title on your, I never had it. So I'm just saying there's a lot of folks that we wish we would have had an opportunity to win that. What? So it just it's a great opportunity, and this is another thing that we're trying to do within the sport to grow it and just give even the amateurs. You have to understand, you don't have to be a pro to be a fitness model. You don't have to be a pro to get a sponsorship. You don't have to be a pro to do, you know, for your physique to be in magazines. So, you know, come out. Come, believe me, there's going to be a lot of scouts there looking for people to do different things, you know.
For that reason, you better believe it.
Yes. Like I said,
better believe it.
Enter the NANBF Natural Amateur Nationals. It's a great opportunity, the amount of exposure that you get, because when you're at a show like that as an amateur with the highest quality pros in the world, believe me, people are going to be there. So it's an opportunity to really see where you're at as an athlete and as a spokesperson, as a model. All those opportunities will exist. So show up and show out.
Dude, I think you are a mind reader, because Sarah was totally wanting more details on the IPE World. So what's the website for folks if they want to go check it out, if they want to get registered? Where can they go?
Well, if they want to get registered, on the website, they can look under two different websites. They can look under the Natural Built Fitness website, which is John and Becky Arnold's website. They can also look under hunterbodies.com, which are our website, too. And they have options to enter on both of those ways too. Tickets are already on sale for the show, you know, so all those options are available. We really want athletes to come out. I mean, if anyone that was at this show last year, they were flabbergasted at the quality of the athletes. And there were athletes in the pro division from every organization, the NGA, the IPA. I mean, every organization was represented, and every organization was represented well. This is like the Super Bowl of bodybuilding.
Yes.
You know,
and that's not an understatement. That is not an understatement.
No. It's not an exaggeration.
No, I mean, and Midwest Muscle is going to be there.
Yes, this is an opportunity for people to see natural bodybuilding at its highest level of pros and amateurs. So, like I said,
we want,
you know,
full access, Keith.
I'm sorry, Kaden, I didn't hear you.
I said we want full access there, because, I mean,
the listeners and the viewers
felt cheated.
you can count on it. We will give you full access. You'll have an opportunity to do interviews. We want you there. That's the kind of exposure that we're looking for the athletes that are going to be in this event. So, It's you know, we want to do everything we can do to get people to see the quality of the athletes that are going to be in this show. So, yeah, yes. It's exciting. It's very exciting. You know, it's an exciting time. We've got some major sponsors that have thrown their hat in the ring, and we're going to give a little bit more information about that and what they're doing, you know, in at the show as well. So, you know, there's going to be, you know, some high-quality sponsors, some high-quality awards, you know, high-quality opportunities there too. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everyone understands what kind of level of show this is going to be. And like I said, I basically just call it the Super Bowl of bodybuilding.
That's a good analogy. That's a very good analogy.
You know, that's just the way it is. It's the best of the best, you know. So, you know, you know, because everyone's looking to see, I don't care who you are as an athlete, we all want to see, well, am I good enough? Am I at that standard? Am I at that level? I was always looking to test myself. And I think most good athletes, or athletes in general, are looking to do that. So if you want to test yourself, if you want to find out where you're at, are you at this level of bodybuilding, come out, throw your hat in the ring. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose.
There you have it, folks. All right, last question, last question of the night for Keith. Billy wants to know how you feel your numbers are going to be in Tennessee given that Memphis is such a well-established NPC country?
Well, it is. The only thing that I can say, this is our third year. We're ahead of year two, and we're ahead of year one. You know, we've grown every year. And what we're looking to do, Becky and I basically said, by the fifth year, which is 2 years from now, we would love to be over 100 athletes. So that's our goal, and we'll just keep grinding. We're hoping this year we're looking like we could hit 50 this year. So if we do that, and to some people that may sound like that's nothing, but for, like I said, going into an – and it is. It's an NPC stronghold. And it's simply because they haven't had the opportunity to compete in natural shows. But I can tell you this, it plain and simple. The athletes from the Tennessee and the Memphis area that was in that show last year, they left there with a smile on their face and joy in their heart. They loved the show. It was a great experience. They had a great time. And I can tell that by the entries that are coming out of the Memphis area right now. So, you know, we can't forecast it, but the only thing that we can say is we're getting nothing but positive feedback. And like I said, because now we do have IPE pros living in Memphis, four of them, you know, that are working the show, that are on the ground telling people what the organization is about, you know, so that's really what it takes. You know, it takes grassroots efforts to grow the show. So we're hoping within 5 years, which will be 2 years from now, to get to 100 athletes. And if we can do that, we feel that we've been successful.
There you go.
But if we're at 80, if we're at 70, and people are having a great experience, it's still a success, you know, because we
yes.
want that natural option there in the Memphis area. We want the athletes to have an opportunity to be on a level playing field, 100% drug tested, show polygraph and your analysis, 7 years. We want them to have that opportunity. And the only thing we can do is just show up there and get put on a great event and open the doors to everyone that wants to compete. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to try to get better. And hopefully the people in Tennessee will absorb us, like us, and help us grow together.
Well, you know, that's a great combination when you think about it, because, you know, when you say Keith Hunter, you're talking about a top-quality show. And then basically with what you expect from yourself, you know it's going to be of a high-caliber show as well. So, you know, the listeners, I'm sure, it's like we got a lot of people that don't necessarily want to compete, but they do like attending. So, guys, if you're in that region, make sure you stop down
come
there.
Come on, see the show.
Please give your information again, for the links and the websites and the dates, because
we have a few different websites. The website for the Memphis Muscle Showdown, of course, is memphismuscle.com. Simple. memphismuscle.com. You can enter there. You can also get any information about the show on hunterbodies.com as well. The same way with the IPE World Championships and the NANBF Natural Amateur Nationals. You can get information on that about that show on hunterbodies.com too. And, you know, and like I said, you feel free to shoot us an email at HunterBodies@yahoo.com. You know, give us a call. My cell number is listed there. People say, oh, well, I didn't want to bother you. No, bother me. My job as a promoter is to answer as many questions and help, you know, clear the minds of as many athletes that are interested as possible. But, you know, I'm glad that someone called and asked that question about Tennessee, because that means that people are hearing us. They know that we're there. Come out and see the show. Support the show. If you're not entering, show up, buy a ticket. Support the athletes that are there. You know, let people know that you're going to support natural bodybuilding, because we're there. We're not leaving. We're going to be there, and we're going to try to grow the show into the same. We're going to try to grow and cater into the same type of event that we have in St. Louis. That's our goal. If we can get it up to that level, then we're doing something special. You know.
And that's saying something. I'm telling you, guys, if you can't get the Memphis show, get to St. Louis, because I'm telling you, you will be blown away. Keith, I know you have things you got going on. and we appreciate the time that you've given us. But we'd love to give you, let you have the time to get the shout-outs to all the people, and then we'll basically see you off, and thanks so much for being on the show.
Okay, the first the people that I want to thank more than anybody is my family, you know, my wife and my children for, you know, for supporting me in this dream for the last 20 years, you know, because it's taken a lot for them to be there for me and to be and to give me the opportunity to do the things that I'm doing. So I really appreciate their support. I also have to thank personally, you know, Andy Fisella, Sal Fisella, the presidents of First Form and Supplement Superstore. I have to, because the things that they've done with me and for me, I couldn't tell you, too hardworking, honest, supportive people. You know, when you call them on the phone, you ask for help, and they say, what do you need, Keith? You know, we got your back. So to have people like that in your corner, you know, all of my clients, you know, like for this Memphis show, people, you know, they're like, oh, do you need some help? You need some money? You need what? You know, so just to have people that believe in what you do and know that this passion of mine with natural bodybuilding is real, to know that they understand this is a passion, this is my life. You know, this is something that I feel like I was born to do. So I'm doing it. I'm living my dream. And to have the help of people like yourself to be able to give me this time on the air and give me this platform, Kaylin, it means the world to me. And I'm thankful to you all. I'm thankful for P4P for giving me the opportunity for supporting this broadcast, because without things like this, we would not be able to reach the athletes and reach the audience and reach the people and let them know what we're doing. So I'm thankful to all of those people. I'm also thankful for the NAMBF for such a great organization being there for me, because, you know, before I came to the NAMBF, you know, I had left, you know, nothing against them. I had left Muscle Mania. I had left a couple of other organizations. But when I landed here, you know, Kaylin, I never went anywhere. You know,
that's right.
For the last four.
Oh, you went somewhere. You went up. You grew
right.
up.
Yeah, I've been the same. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. But it was like coming home, if you understand what I'm saying. You know,
yes.
When you get home, you know you're home. And that's kind of what this organization has been to me. And, you know, I thank Fred and Jan Rouletta, who kind of helped recruit me to the organization. Fred encouraged me to put on a show. I'm thankful to him, you know, because I wasn't like running around, oh, I want to be a promoter. He's like, Keith, you know, you bring something to the table that we're looking for. So I'm thankful for his encouragement, you know, so we, you know, and I know that everyone knows and has heard that Fred is stepping down as the president. So we've got to carry on his legacy, you know, and I think I'm one of the people that are going to try to help do that. So, no, I don't think. I know I'm going to try to help do it. So they're big shoes to fill, but, you know, he's left a very positive framework for us to move forward with. So that's what we're going to try to do as promoters, as officers in the organization. We need to keep this thing moving in a positive direction. So I'm thankful to everyone, and hopefully I'll see you in Memphis, or I'll see you in Kansas City, or I'll see you somewhere at one of the organizations or a national
Kansas
body
City.
Running in Kansas City. Please come up to me.
Yes, sir.
Say hello. Ask me a question. Kaylin can tell you I love to talk about bodybuilding and fitness all day, all night. So you won't be bothering me at all. So I, again, Kaylin, I appreciate you all having me on and giving me the time to, you know, to preach. Basically, is what I've been doing. But it's dear to my heart. It's dear to my soul. It means the world to me. And so I'm just thankful for the opportunity of coming on. Memphis, Tennessee, October 21st. Be there.
There you go.
Or be square.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
right.
Keith. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so
love
much.
Love you, brother.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I love you, too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Woo! That's going to be an awesome show, Memphis and Kansas
yes,
City.
Indeed.
Awesome two shows.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. So make sure if you can get there, get there. Throw your hat in the ring. All of the above. Support natural bodybuilding.
Yes, can I say something?
You
can
say two
somethings. Okay. For anybody that hears Keith on the radio or during our interviews, It's not an act. I just want everyone to please understand that we've met some very sketchy and some very iffy people in the industry, and they've been weeding themselves out. And I'll leave it at that. But Keith is the real deal, and he's got a passion like no other. If you can only equal it, you can't surpass it. The man really wants the industry to succeed, and he's done everything to make that happen, and everything legal. I'll say it like that. Nothing underhanded, nothing undermining. Everything is on the up and up, and that's very special, and that is very much needed in this industry.
Yes, I would say so. So it's always refreshing to hear things like that. And I'm glad, and thank you for sharing that, Kaylin. Before we wrap here tonight, we've got a couple minutes left, but we have a question from a listener, and Kaylin, I'll direct this to you first. Steve wants to know if you and I are bothered when our guests speak about other supplement sponsors.
That's a good question. Now, here's the thing. When I was approached about the radio show, one of the biggest things I spoke about was that having freedom to be real talk. If we're going to name the show Real Talk, if we had that freedom to actually be real talkers. So basically, we wouldn't have any sanctions, we wouldn't have any limits, and we wouldn't have any strict guideline other than, you know, being family friendly, which is basically our dynamic anyway. That's our niche. That's the people we cover. We deal with families. You know, natural community is filled with family backgrounds, filled with family aspects. And Des and I just love that whole thing about that. And, you know, the people that we talk with all the time are in that region. Now, here's the thing. A lot of them are sponsored athletes or becoming sponsored athletes, and it's not all with P4P. So if that ever came up, we wanted to know if we had the freedom to let them speak about their sponsorships. And I mean, it was just so refreshing to hear all three of our guys, Manny, Mo, and Jack, no, I'm kidding, JoJo and Chad, and that, I mean Joe, Joe and Chad, not JoJo and Chad. So we had all three guys in full agreement that they could, that we could basically be speaking freely, doing real talk. So, no, we're excited when they can talk about this because, honestly, I can speak for me and then I'll pass it to Des. But when I came into the industry, sponsored athletes were few and none. I would say maybe one or two in the whole industry and maybe no one else. And it was just amazing to me that you had, if you look at the supplement industry, it's a billion-dollar industry, and to find out that there were only one or two, I mean, you could count on one hand. Let's just go that way. You could count on one hand the number of sponsored athletes that were natural when the driving industry, the driving people behind that industry are natural athletes because everyone else is taking drugs. So why aren't we more sponsored? So when we found out that people were being sponsored, we were elated. So, you know, Steve, good question. And I hope that answers it as honestly and as real as we can do it. But we have no restrictions, and we're not threatened by that in any way, shape, or form. Des?
Yep, and I would just tag on to what Kaylin said, because everything he said is 100% right on, is that, you know, our main purpose is to support natural bodybuilding, and, you know, we're here to also give a platform for those who support natural athletes. So, I mean, it's all good, and we do appreciate the, you know, room to move that the boys at P4P Muscle give us. So they have an outstanding product. You'll hear us talk about it a lot because that's what we take. That's what we use. But, you know, there are a lot of good companies out there doing good things for natural bodybuilding. And so, you know, if their athletes want to come on the show and extol all the positive things they're doing, then, you know, more power to them. So with that being said, I was saying earlier that the 2018 competition season is shaping up. You're already seeing a lot of shows that that have taken place this year, already have the 2018 dates. So Chi-Town Showdown, That's coming up. You'll already see the Windy City Naturals. That's a date that's already rolling out there. And then also a brand new show. You've been hearing a lot of mic drops about it. We haven't had any mic drops lately, though, so we're going to have to see what Joseph Bolton is. He must be brewing up something good if we haven't heard anything in a while. But the P4P NDA Undefeated show is coming up as well. So in the near future, we are going to have a preliminary rundown of the shows that we know are coming up in 2018. So you're going to want to tune back in, and we're going to have dates and websites for more information and all of that good kind of stuff. We don't have it all pulled together tonight because there's still new information rolling in all the time. So we're going to give it a couple more weeks, and then we're going to be back with all of those details so everyone can get their 2018 prep underway and be ready for all the good stuff that's coming up. Kaylin, any last-minute thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot of good shows, but there's a lot of good people, and we should always be mindful that these shows don't happen by accident. Like Keith was saying, there's a lot that goes into them, and if you do have a chance to, you know, attend these shows, please do, because it shows the support for the athletes. And, I mean, I can't explain a prep. Every prep is different, but every prep is incredibly hard, especially if you're stepping up on an elite stage with an elite competitor. There's no half-steppers when you see that format, and it means the world to them. It also creates that spark to keep wanting to continue to do it if they hear that yelling and screaming. Because I'm telling you, if you got 1,000 people, if you got 200 people in the audience, that's great. But when you've got over 1,000 people yelling and screaming, and they're staying there for the duration of the show, not just to support their local or whoever family member, that is an amazing thing to see and be a part of. And it is electric, and the atmosphere cannot be replaced by anything else. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there, and thank you for giving me that time to say that, Deb.
Hey, no problem. I'm with you. Do cheer and cheer for everyone. There's, I don't know how many shows we've been to, and the audience is so stone cold silent. We're like, come on, show some love, get active, get involved.
Yes.
And I understand a lot of it too is if it's your first time attending a show, you don't know quite what to do, what's expected, how vocal you can be or not be. But you know what? Show some love, clap, cheer. Everybody's there. All in it together. Cheer for your athlete, no doubt, but cheer for the other athletes too, because sometimes athletes are there and they have nobody in the audience for them. So make everyone feel welcome and at home, you know, and just spread the love. And with that, Kaylin, snickerdoodle shout out.
Well, before that, I just want to say that Dez and I practice what we preach, and if anyone was at the Pennsylvania show in the East Coast, Natural, they got to see us doing that for every competitor. We had people we knew were going to win, and we had picked to win because of their physiques, but we still supported each and every one that on that stage because we do know what it takes to get up there.
Yep.
So snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle, and I got to really, especially after today, and anybody that's been following my page knows exactly what I'm referencing, especially after today, that alter ego pre-workout 2.0 all shucks was all shucks today because I needed that and everything else to get through my morning, and I got to use it again to get through the night because it's just one of those days. And like I said, a body in motion stays in motion, and snickerdoodle will end that day.
And there you have it. Although, you know, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't come back and say hashtag chocolate way for the win. So, on behalf of Kaylin, myself, and the boys at P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.